Assalamualaikum. My name is Adil Essen, and today I'm talking about Karbala, a war of strategies. Karbala was an incredibly bloody affair. To the casual onlooker, it may seem like the needless massacre of some helpless people. However, it was anything but. This whole affair began immediately after the Prophet ﷺ's death. The opportunists took advantage of the death of such an important figure in the Islamic world, the Messenger of Allah. While Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Abu Bakr, and their companions busied themselves in securing and stabilizing the Islamic State, the governor of Syria consolidated his family's position in Damascus. Due to the caliphate's continued oversight, the Syrian government, under Abu Sufyan's son Amir Muawiyah, grew very strong. As soon as Imam Ali took over the caliphate, he ordered Amir Muawiyah to step down. However, Amir Muawiyah refused outright and managed to secure his position further. Thus, the conflict between Khilafat and Malukiyat became visible for all to see. Fast forward a generation. Amir Muawiyah had handed the caliphate to his son Yazid, thereby violating the terms of the peace treaty made with the now deceased Imam Hassan. The tragedy of Karbala became inevitable the moment that Imam Hussein realized that Yazid was willing to go to any lengths to secure his way. Yazid was a drunkard and had no respect for Islamic values. He wanted Imam Hussein to endorse his government, an act which would have shattered the very foundation of Islam. It would have also made him untouchable in terms of Islamic decrees and proclamations. Hazrat Hussein knew the consequences this would hold for the religion of Islam. With bayat from an imam, these men would be in complete power and would be able to twist the religion of Islam around to suit their own needs. It would have also, not only that, but they would also have been able to request future imams for bayat as well. At this point, the imam's political foresight led him to understand that military resistance would merely be a stopgap measure. He foresaw that sacrifice was the only course of action which would keep our Islam forever pure. Sacrifice would not only shock the rest of the Muslim world into standing up for the Ahlul Bayt, it would also expose the evils in Yazid and men like him. Subsequently, he based his entire battle plan on huge sacrifices on his and his family's part. Yazid had tried to capture the Imam and finish him off quietly on many occasions. However, Imam Hussein maneuvered Yazid so expertly that he was forced into making a public move. Thus, from the moment he first asked for the Imam's bayat in Medina, the Imam set in motion a series of events, culminating in Yazid being forced into showing his hand at Karbala. This is a clear indication of the Imam's political and diplomatic skills. The Imam had promised the events of Karbala to his grandfather, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And everything turned out tragically, yet exactly as he had planned. Yazid's men may have celebrated their murder of the male Ahlul Bayt, but in fact, they had done exactly as the Imam, in all his brilliance, had known they would. They had provided Hazrat Zainab with not only a platform, but also the ammunition to present her case to the world, and eventually dislodge the evil Yazid from his position of power. The insults dealt towards the women of the Ahlul Bayt played right into her hands, and Hazrat Zainab made sure that the public, and perhaps more importantly, the power-wielding elite, knew exactly about all these injustices. Thus, Yazid failed to recognize the incredible wisdom and inner strength granted to the Ahlul Bayt. And ultimately, it was these very virtues that were vital in keeping the religion intact. So history shows that the tragedy of Karbala, though horrific, was a victory for the Imam. Not only did it remove Yazid and all his descendants from power, it also made sure that no future leaders asked the imams for their bayat again. Despite all the other adversities they faced, this immunity was vital and ensuring the future imams were successful in their mission of keeping the religion of Islam secure. Shah Ast Hussain, Badshah Ast Hussain, Deen Ast Hussain, Deen Fana Ast Hussain, Sardad, Nadad Dast Dar Dast Yazid, Hakka Kibinai, La Ilaha Ast Hussain. Thank you.